I'm Elba, and this is a KXEI Conversation. In studio with me today are three recipients of the Dolores Huerta Celebración de la Mujer. We have Yuvenice Caraveo, recipient of the Consuelo Aguilar Esperanza Award, Gabriela Cáceres Kelly with the Mujer en la Lucha Award, and Dr. Lydia Otero, who is the recipient of the Dolores Huerta Legacy Award. Thank you all for joining me today. Felicidades. It's an honor to have you in the studio. Bienvenidas a su casa here at KXEI. Gabriela, what are some of the efforts that you've been involved in?
Thank you for having me, first of all. So a lot of the efforts that I lead have to do with indigenous rights, particularly with the Thonathem Nation. I am a co-founder of Indivisible Thono. We're a grassroots community organization that focuses on education and civic engagement within our community. We're trying to activate Thonathem people. We started, and I tend to talk in we because I really want to recognize that it hasn't just been me. I have a group of sisters and brothers. You know, we are in this fight together, and it's really been an amazing experience to find other passionate Indigenous people who are excited to push back. We originally formed after the inauguration of our last president, when the rhetoric about a border wall was intensifying and the fear in our community was just palpable. The Thonathem Nation, we're about the size of Connecticut, and most people don't know we're here. We are the second largest reservation in the country, and our tribal lands, our traditional lands, are split in two by the U.S.-Mexico border. So we actually share about 66 miles with U.S.-Mexico-Arizona border, which has literally split our nation in two.
Wow.
And so when I was a child, it was really common for us to simply head to the other side. We would call it going to the other side or crossing the gate.
Back in the day when it was easy to cross.
Exactly. Yeah. And the gate was there not for people. The gate was meant to keep cattle from wandering in and out of Mexico or into the United States. And that's what it was for. When we started hearing more about, you know, this ridiculous idea of the need for a physical border wall and inhumane border wall on Thonathem lands, people were frightened. Mm-hmm. We were concerned that it would become another Standing Rock, which meant that hundreds of thousands of people would flock from different parts of the country and world to stand in solidarity. Although I love that idea, we have lived here and thrived here for the beginning of time. And to have people coming from Ohio or Nebraska who have no idea that our temperatures reach 117 degrees in the summer, this poses a health risk. And so my group formed to create opportunities for education. We needed to educate ourselves and find out, well, what is possible on paper? What can we do on paper before we do things with our bodies to stop this from happening? Because we had this conversation, we were realizing that we have a complete absence in the political arena. We don't have a large enough voting bloc. We don't have tribal members who understand how much they've been disenfranchised for decades. Mm-hmm. When you break down the voting rights of our people, it's appalling and it's a disgrace. And so we have been working on educating the public on that and really pushing people to question their representatives and get involved politically. One of the things that our group often says is, not only did we not have a seat at the table, we didn't know what tables existed. Mm. And so we are in the business of infiltrating spaces. And that's what we do.
That's excellent. Thank you so much. And Yuvenice, you're currently attending Cholla High School. Can you tell us about the work that you do?
Thank you again for this opportunity, first off, you know. So one of my main fights that I really fight for is LGBTQ plus rights. So that's like my main focus, but I have meddled in different organizations and different movements, and one of them being, you know, the Mexican American movement, you know, really involving myself with our culture as well as our queer culture. Right now, what I'm mainly focusing on is an LGBTQ plus Visibility Day at Cholla. It's going to be the first one, and I'm basically taking the lead. The date for that is April 2nd. So what I had planned is inviting other gay straight alliances, other GSAs from different high schools here in Tucson to come to Cholla to really get to know each other, be there for few hours, have some fun games, really talk to each other, have a walk of solidarity, just be with each other. You know, I've secured some really high-end drag queens and drag performers for that day who all said that they would love to do it for free because they want to be there for the youth community, the queer youth. And I just think that's really awesome. And another thing that we're really working on is painting one of our crosswalks in front of the school a rainbow. And that's something that I find really important because last year I was actually there for the opening ceremony for the Rainbow Walk on 4th. And I really just wanted to recreate that and that energy at Choya and for it to be there forever. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. I've been a part of other coalitions and youth advisory committees with SAFE, you know, Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation. And I've done a lot of my work with them, but I've kind of gone out on my own a little bit, and I really like that idea. I've been president of our GSA for 2 years now, as well as other clubs, and I just like really being involved in different things, so I've kind of branched out a little. My political involvement didn't really start until last year, and I think that really has to do with two specific teachers, one of which, Joy Noriega, was actually another nominee for the same award that I was nominated for, so that was a little really shocking for me because she's actually one of the first people I told. And she told me, you know what, can I tell you something? I'm being nominated for the same award. So it was kind of like, whoa, you know? So because of her, I really got involved in politics. And I had always said that I wasn't going to be involved in politics. And she really changed my perspective as well as a really good government teacher. So
that's, you know, great.
Yeah.
Excellent. And Dr. Otero, Associate Professor in the Department of Mexican American Studies at the University of Arizona, your work has been around preserving the history of Tucson and the importance of place. Can you talk about your work and how this award honors that?
I'm excited about getting this award. It's pretty amazing. It's amazing to be sitting here with two young activists. I really appreciate that the organizers and the committee focus on intergenerational activism. I think that's so important to recognize people as they're moving through their activist career. I'm not the typical activist that gets this award. I'm a historian who studies Tucson and who places great value in ensuring that women that are no longer with us or that may be with us are acknowledged for their efforts. And so I've worked closely with, for example, the Tucson Museum of Art. I consulted when they reopened the Maria Cordova House. I've also consulted with the City and County Library on some exhibits. But I guess what I'm recognized for is my book, La Calle, which talks about downtown Tucson and urban renewal and that process of removing people and destroying that community. I think it's touched people in a way that I didn't expect. And it's because it's their story. And I think that if this award does anything to me, it's like saying, hey, good job, focus on our gente and keep doing it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much to the three of you. Congratulations again on your award. I've been speaking with the honorees of the 2019 Dolores Huerta Celebración de la Mujer. The Arizona Cesar E. Chavez Holiday Coalition hosts the Celebración de la Mujer, named after Dolores Huerta, co-founder of the United Farm Workers Union and one of the most prominent Latina leaders of our lifetime, who worked to organize laborers winning basic rights for farm workers. I've been talking with Eubanice Caraveo, Gabriela Cáceres Kelly, and Dr. Lydia Otero, all recipients of the Dolores Huerta Celebración de la Mujer. Thank you so much for joining me for this KXEI conversation.